So we're on the bottom of Yudbeis Mabiz. Was it seven lines from the bottom? Rabbi Elazar Omer Yimachu Hamin by the two dots. So Gemara there wants to know the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar again told us in the Mishnah when a person's machdish his entire property, so he held that what happens that the male animals are sold to be olos, the females are sold to be shlamim, and the proceeds of that and everything else all goes to the Bedek Abayis equally. So the Gemara wants to know what's the explanation. So Rabbi Abohu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Reish Lakish Taima de Rabbi Elazar Daber el Aron ve'al banav Asher yakiv l'Hashem l'ola Hakol karv olo. So we see from this pasuk that everything goes to an ola, even yenos, even shmarim, even saltos, even all his property, all that money can be used for an ola. So just here too, also, why is it a proof for Rabbi Elazar? Which aspect we try and prove of his? I'm going in the wrong line here then. Which part of the Gemara is he going a different part of the line, I guess?
Yeah, it's going on.
When the guy Makdish Nechasiv and he has Dvar Harun Lagave Mizbech later on in the Mishnah, when he has wine and oil. So all that's the subside of the later part of the Mishnah, where he's Makdish Nechasiv and he has things in the Mizbech, things in his property that are going on the Mizbech, like the Yain and the Shaman and the Ophos. So Rabbi Elazar says, you sell that and you bring the proceeds for Olos.
No, but you sell it specifically only for that Letorche Otohamin.
You sell to the people who need the wine.
Exactly that.
And then the money right. You make off that money is used for the olos. So how are you able to use money of yayin and money for shemen for the olos? So it says the pasuk here, Asher yakiv l'Hashem ola, that seems to be everything has potential to become an ola. Because the Gemara skips the beat in the middle of pasuk, which says, the whole pasuk says as follows, Asher yakiv karbono l'chol nidreim l'chol nidvoisim Asher yakiv l'Hashem ola. Everything goes to the ola, even if you have yayin, even if you have shemen, that goes to the ola.
Sounds from that everything that's bestam ekdesh goes up to Ola is a uile mizbeach, and that sounds like it goes against what Rabbi Eliezer says in the beginning in the Mishnah, which you know makdish nechasav goes to bedek abayit. That's what he says in the beginning. But from this pasuk that he's doresh, it sounds as if he's doresh that everything that's bestam goes leola.
Yeah, it seems like
seems like a stira. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to it. It does seem that way. Maybe the Gemara, I didn't get the look of the Gemara ahead, but maybe the Gemara addresses it. Doesn't look like it. But I hear what you're saying. In the first case, the Mishnah says, Makdish Nechasav, everything, if you have Behema, it all goes to Bedek Abayis.
It's not the Behema, is it?
Yeah, you think it's two different people?
Yeah. Rabbi Eliezer, Midivar Rabbi Eliezer, and this is Elazar.
Yeah, there are different yourselves who this is. Okay, that would answer the question.
Okay, fine.
So Rabbi Elazar, says that all the proceeds go to be an Ola based on this policy. Everything has potential to be a Ola. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Yachal Afil Ophos, maybe even birds, if a person has birds in his possession, that should also be sold. So Tamil Omer, Babakar of the Ophos. Pasuk exclusively says Bakar, and that comes to exclude Ophos. Now, I'm not sure why that's not coming to exclude Yain and Shemen, though.
Did you skip Lirtzorchem Tamim Zachar, or did you?
That's part of the Pasuk. I didn't read it, though. It's Lirtzorchem Tamim Zachar. So the Pasuk says what there?
That's continuation of the Pasuk.
So Afilu Ophos, you would think even Ophos should be included. Coming along the pasuk and says Tamilomer ba bakar v'lo ovos. Only bakar is included, but not ovos.
Yesterday we were doresh the bakar for something for females.
For females.
Huh? Right.
Right. Shema Tomar Sheafot Dinam Kebehemot Harim Beinianze, Hoil Gaf, Bahem Yesh Torat Korban Ola, Veya Din Shemibakche, Makdish נוספות שזה הקדשה סתמים יכול בא עם קדושת הגוף לקרב את מה כעולות ואיך אני מה דבר עם קדושת הגוף So it says, ללמד שהקדושה שחלה בדברים הראויים למזבח על ידי הקדשה סתמים היא קדושת עולת בהימה דווקא ולא קדושת עולות האור. אז לכן אף הוא חלה בהקדש סתמית קדושת דמים לעולות בהימה ולא חלה בהם קדושת תקו.
It's all ofos. You're not mocking the ofos himself. Rather, you sell them to give them to Noah.
Right, and that's it.
Okay, not really quite exactly what we were talking about beforehand, but
no, because you might have thought that if you have a ofot, you cannot actually sell them. You have to actually makriv them. It says no, you can sell them and give the money for Noah.
Because isn't the of a poor person ra'ui to bring him as a korban ola?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's
what it's saying,
but it's
telling you no. That, right.
Right, you
exactly.
Sell it and bring it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there are cases where a
right.
Kot can be ola.
Fine, says the Gemara further now. Three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Bon, Bar Chia, Havan Yasiv, and they were sitting down, V'amrin Tama, and they were saying, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan says, Taima de Rabbi Shimon, the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon, the Shekein Nekeva Shabof Ksheir Lava Ola, because a nekeva can have the potential by a bird to be considered an ola. The ka'amar hachan, and this is what it says here as well. So is this supposed to be a question now? So what's the problem with Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said before... Before we said actual nekeva can be brought to be an ola, because the nekeva has potential to be considered an ola when it's in their oaf. But here, Yochanan says, you have to sell the oaf off and use the money.
Right.
So why in one case does he allow you to bring in a nekeva as an ola, and at least a nekeva has a chalosh kedushas guf, whereby you can make a tumur, that's what we said yesterday. But here we're saying the nekeva has no kedushas guf, it was simply kedushas damim. So why does Yochanan have a distinction between the two? So Mark explains as follows, Am Rabbi Yossi, kaimase keha, Dam Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira, kol she'ena yachol ikarev lo hiv lo demel lo kacher el hekdesh damim. Any time there's something that cannot be nikra of itself, nor can its value be kadosh. It's only kedushas damim. So what's the distinction here? So something that has, let's say, you can't be poda kedushas aguf. Let's read a little bit further for a second. That amrs yeus lakrivo ein at yachol dechsi babakar v'lo ofos lefdoso. Liftos ain't at the yachol shein lof pidyon from kain tzarach meimar lo kadsher ela kedushas damim. So what's this going on here? So Rabbi Yochanan said there are two different cases here.
Aye, okay.
Nothing in the article.
No, what's saying here is that if you are mekadesh something, that if you do it, you cannot actually makrev it, and also, it says. ונמצא לפי זה שאמרת קרוי, כלומר, מה ששונים במשנה בשם דבר הזה, שבהקדש תמים חלה ביופה קדושת תמים לולד בהימה, ולא קדושת הגוף, היינו כדין, כי אם אתה יכול. But it says here that if you're making something and you cannot really, be, you cannot do both, you cannot be makrev it, שמאינה כשרה להיקרב בעצמה, וגם לא יכולה לפדותה ולהביא את דמיה, lidei hakrava.
Like
if you cannot do
ola.
Any of them, right?
A female ola, you can't bring her up to the mizbeach But at the same time, she has Kedushat HaGuf, right. So you can't say that she has Kedushat HaMim.
Right, exactly. So in that case, then you don't say it.
Then she has only Kedushat HaMim.
Then it goes only Lebede Kabayit.
This is the difference here. The difference is as follows. We're comparing two different cases where we're comparing an animal of a nekeva of a behema, to an oaf. So the Gemara Shal is why when it came to the nekeva of behema, we say that nekeva of behema can be have Kedushat HaGuf.
And make tomorrow.
Because the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said before, because we have find that an akeva is brought as an ola in regards to an oaf. So why is Kedushas Guf here? But when it comes to an oaf itself,
it never happens.
Only has Kedushas Dam, not Kedushas Guf.
Exactly.
It says as follows, the reason why oaf doesn't have Kedushas Guf, because an oaf cannot itself has no Kedushas Guf, and it can't the Damim either. What does that mean? Because you can't be makriv an oaf because it says babakar. The Gemara just said babakar v'lo ba'oaf. When you're makdish stam, only bakar could be ultimately brought as an olav, not oaf. So they can't have kedushas guf to the oaf. And the damim also can have kedushas guf, because there's another, he doesn't quote us where, but quotes in the Gemara. Menachos tells us that pidyon only works on a behema, pidyon doesn't work on an oaf. So if there's no pidyon, then that means there can't be kedushas guf on the oaf to be poded the damim from it. Therefore, it's left to be kedushas damim. So again, the two reasons why something, an oaf potentially could have Kedushas Guf, and we're saying both reasons don't exist. Either because when someone's Makdish Stam, that gives Kedushas Guf to an oaf, but that doesn't work because we said oafos are excluded from this Kedushas Stam.
By Bakar,
exactly. Okay. Maybe you're going to say, well, the fact that you could be Poda from an oaf, that should tell me that should have a certain level of Kedushas Guf. You could Poda Kedushas Guf off it. The Gemara Menachos, which Yushami doesn't tell us though, that you cannot be Poda oafos. Pidyon only works by behemoths. But since you cannot be poda an oaf, in such a case, we don't allow Kedushas Guf to be chal, and we're left with nothing other than Kedushas Damim.
Now an oaf, is there really a case when an oaf becomes an ola? That's called an ola v'yored.
Yeah,
okay. The ola v'yored is an ola?
An ola v'yored is a chatas, actually. Ola v'yored is a chatas. Ola v'yored means ola goes up and down. They're different levels.
Right, yeah. Otherwise, it's less and a rich brings more. That's what
they yeah, but you bring ola, it's a yoledes, a zav. When they bring these two birds, right. One is ola, one is a chattas.
And the zav is another chattas. Okay.
Correct. Okay. Let's go weiter now. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So the members of the yeshiva said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That's what we're up to now, right? Yeah. So again, Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Ivo Bar Nigri Amar Kumi Rabbi Ila B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Taima Dehin Tanya. The reason for this is as follows. The Tanya says, the reason of we're going back now all the way to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehuda from yesterday's daf, who had told us, thanks to the Masifta, is telling me here that when a person is mafresh a nekeva to an ola, to a pesach, to an asham, it cannot make a tumur. There's no kedushas aguf. None of them. Exactly. Right. So what's the explanation? Says the Brice of Im Kol Behema Timea any behemoth tamei cannot be a carbon. Ma tamalomer tamei. What does it mean tamei? Elafilu tamei beosa shem. Even though it's in a tamei beosa shem. So what's explaining is as follows: it can't mean a real behemoth tamei literally, because we have another pasuk that tells us already a behemoth tamei cannot be makriv. So what does it mean a behemoth tamei in this case? So in a case where the animal itself is tamim, but you called it gave it a kedusha that's not roi for, namely a nekeva. You have a behema tamimo, which is nekeva, but you called it an ola. You're mafish it rather for an ola pesach asham, which is in this case in quotations a behema tamea. That's the case here. We see that you're not makriv such a nekeva. So we see there's no kedusha skuf when you're mafish a nekeva for something that's not roi for. That's the behema tamea that this pasuk refers to. So the Gemara asks, so what do you mean? The pasuk you just brought here of im kol behema asher lo yakrivu mimenu karbon lashem, which you say means when you're mafresh in nekeva, it does not turn it. You cannot have potential for tamura, which is another way of saying it's only kedushas damim. Kedushas damim does not turn into tamura. The pasuk itself says v'kasha bidok siv. In that very pasuk it says v'heemid v'heerich. Hemid v'heerich means you have to stand the animal up and you have to do ha'aracha. You have to evaluate the value of this behema to be podet. Now that din of herich, hemid, v'herich only applies to something that has kedushas guf to it. But something that's Kedusha Dam doesn't require that you do Hamada. You don't have to keep this animal up and assess the value of it. You could even do it after it's been shechted. So the fact that the Pasuk says Vehem and Veherech seems to indicate that it's actually talking about real Kedusha Zaguf. So this is the Kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of the source of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. So the Gemara now brings another opinion, Rabbi Ze'eh, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Elazar, Lo Amar Kain. The pasuk is not meant to be understood how Rabbi Yochanan understood the pasuk. Ella v'im kol behema tamei asher lo yakivim mimenu karbon l'Hashem kol she'enu ro'i li karev lo kan lo b'makom acher ein osa tamur. Something, an animal that's not ro'i to be a karbon on the mizbeach, not for a karbon that it was makdish for, and not any other case, it's not a tamura. What does that mean? Yatzas nekeva la'ola. So I'm not sure exactly what the case is talking about, but it's only an animal that is not able to be, it's never, it's shayach for a carbon. So let's say, I don't know, pick any animal.
Right,
so that's the case where it does work, but what's the case that doesn't work? When it says behemoth tomato, it has to be a type of min, I guess, which never is nikav, let's say, pick a deer. You never find a deer is a... Behema, so a deer, that's not a behema tmeya, it's a behema Torah. Mm-hmm. But it's behema tmeya in regards to a carbonos. So such a thing, v'amaktish a deer, has no shaykh to carbon any time, that doesn't work. But to exclude a case where nekeva, although in this particular case it's not roi for carbon ola, but it is roi when it becomes, if an oaf, when a nekeva in the form of an oaf, is roi to be considered ola, right, that would have kedusha to it. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan understands the pasuk, different than... The way that's how Rabbi Zeira understood the pasuk, different than Rabbi Yochanan.
So according to Rabbi Zeira, any behema that has that can be brought as a korban in any type of korban, there is tamura.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
That's possible.
Slowly, we're learning tamura. We're getting ready. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Alvin v'Rabbi Bon Baton Kome. They asked in front of Rabbi Zeira, Harei Haroveya v'Anirba Shena Ruyan Likarev Lokam L'Bemakom Acher. Yet the harei hein osin tamur, the din of Raveya and the din of nirva, these animals, they can never be offered as a carbon.
But it says min. It doesn't say it doesn't say min. The Arab scroll says min.
Okay, fine. So we see a Raveya nirva, which is never shach for carbon. Yet we know the din. We should know the din. Apparently, the din is Raveya v'nirva is can be osin tamur. But why shouldn't it be the same case as before? The pasuk, it should be a behemoth tamer that's never roi for a carbon. And to the Gemara, Amarlon, Af Ani Lo Amarti El Tamei Mamish. I only meant the real Tamei Mamish, which is not Roy at all, which is, I guess, inherently, intrinsically, doesn't have.
But
exactly. But Revea Nirva, which the Min itself can, which happens to be an external psul, that won't be disqualified. Then the Gemara says, but Vakasha, this is another question also to Rabbi Zeira, we said before, I think, the Rabbi Zeira, the second case, Vakasha, Bedok Siv, in the very pasuk you're bringing Rai for, it says vehemid veherich, and if we're referring to,
it can't be a behemat me'ah.
Right? Can you do him amada and aracha on
the only on what's ra'ui?
Right. It says ach kasha. It says it's really not a good answer. It's saying there is still a problem with his answer because it says.
So we're left with a kasha.
It looks like it.
That's typical, right?
Well, that's not what the Corbinator says.
Corbinator has a
tumor reading? It's the end of the tarots. It's fight or riot because of the fact that it says Vamad of Aracha, it's talking about Tamei Mamish.
How's that fit in?
Vamad of Aracha, Mash Mamish is saying before that.
מיתה נתחיל רשא רבי אלעזר רבי זירא לגמרי שלא ייתכן לדייק בו כדיוקו שאינו כולל אלא במה שאינו ראוי לקרב לא כאן ולא במקום אחר דהיינו שאין מינה הכללי ראוי לקרב כי הרי הכתוב בוודאי כולל בעלי מומין ובעלי מומין מינם הכללי ראוי להקרבה.
Okay, so I'm not sure the Mesivta and the Arts are quoting a different parish on the side here. I guess the question is whether behemoth tamei, in this case behemoth tamei, which means an animal that's the min is never roi to mizbech, not necessarily a non-kosher animal, but even a kosher animal that's not roi. That seems to be, I guess, the debate how to learn the maskana here, whether or not you would require hamad varacha by such an animal like a deer. That would seem to be a machlokas mefarshim here. Okay, new Mishnah. Well, 6:20. Okay, not bad. Says the new Mishnah. Achas l'shloshim yom, every 30 days, misharin sa lishka. They would go check the money, the lishka, and they would basically, I think they would create a, as we spoke last time about, have a set price with the seller, the person who sold the oils and the flour. They said a market, the market price is a dollar for three sell of solas or shemen, and that would be for the next month. They'd have that set price, regardless of even if it goes up in value, they could lock in that price.
Original commodities market.
Right. So now, call makaba love this topic. Any mocher who takes upon themselves to sell his produce to the Beis Hamikdash, so slasos ba'arba, let's say he has that amount for arba, so then amdu mishalosh, let's say it goes down to three, yisapik medala, he still gives four. So that, let's say he sells two, let's say a dollar for four, let's say 4 pounds, let's just use our terms now, a dollar for 4 pounds, and then the price goes up in value, ends up being a dollar for only 3 pounds. Still, Yisabik Medala is locked in, and still Beis HaMikdash gets to receive the dollar, the four pounds that they initially agreed on. But let's say Mishalosh V'Amdu Medala. Let's say they made it a deal, a dollar for 3 pounds, and then they went cheaper, got cheaper, which allowed you to have 4 pounds of flour now. So then Yisabik Medala, so the Hekdesh has the upper hand, they get the better value of the 4 pounds instead. Shiyat Hekdesh Al Helyona, they have the upper hand. Im Hitliya Solas. Let's say it gets worms and it gets ruined. So then the mocher loses out. Vim hichmitz yain, they sold wine and the wine goes bad. Hichmitz lo, the mocher loses out. Eino makala ma'osav, achem is be'ach meratza. So I think what this line means is that the mocher does not accept the money.
Ad she'akribu hadvarim.
Meaning
he doesn't collect it actually.
Right, exactly. He can't take the money. He gives him free, on a loan.
Yeah.
And once you mark with the mizbeach, then he pays him back after the fact. So this is okay. Right. So Tana, though, he says the Gemara, b'shem Rabbi Shimon miyad hayu makablenes ma'osen hakonim zuzim him. No, he could take the money right away because we're certain the kohanim will be very zaris as they always are, and there won't be a concern that they won't use the funds properly. So he won't be a violation of Mila. He could use it right away. Okay, Hadjan Alach Perakat Shuma. Wow, finish the fourth Perak, flying through Shkalim. Four Prakim and 13 Blat. So the new Mishnah says, the new Perak. The Mishnah says, Eluhain Hamamonim. The following are the different.
Gizbarim, no?
Gizbarim, yeah. The treasurers, I guess, are responsible.
The money guys.
Not necessarily money guys. We'll see. Everyone has different roles, but these are the different roles found in the base of Mikdash. Shahayu B'Mikdash. We have Yochanan ben Pinchas al HaChosmas. He was in charge of the signatures, the stamps that went out, al HaNisachim, that they said that this person needs, I think the way it used to work, I forget which Mishnah, maybe in Midos, I don't remember, where you would go with like a little, you go to one room, you have to buy the yain, how much, they give you like a little stamp, like a little ticket, you go to the other room, you show your ticket, and you get the wine that you need. So the person who's in charge of giving out the stamps, he was Yochanan ben Pinchas. Achia, which is a name, I believe. So he says, I'm sorry. Yochanan ben Pinchas al HaChosmos. Achia was al HaNesachim. He was responsible for the Nesachim. Masya ben Shmuel al HaPayasos. He did all the Garol. So they used to, the Kohanim would come in the morning. They'd pick their finger out and they would decide who would get the different avodos. Masya ben Shmuel fine. Psachia al Kanim. He was in charge of the baskets that the Zov or Yoledis would bring, the baskets of birds. Psachia zeo Mordechai. He was actually Mordechai. V'lama nikra shmo paschia, why was that his name? Shaya poseach dvarim v'dorshim v'yodeh v'shim v'lashin. He would always be the one opening up, giving the drashin with 70 languages. That was Mordechai's other name, Psachia. Benachia, al chole ma'ayim. So he was in charge of, actually, he was like the doctor. If someone got a Kohen got a stomach ache, he was in charge of that. Nechunia was chofer shichim. He used to dig the holes, the boroughs for the water, for the cisterns, for people doing Olila Regel, they have water on their travels from wherever they're coming from to Eretz to Yerushalayim. Then Givini was his name, Karuz, he was the Machriz. He made the announcement every single morning about, I don't know, wake up or time for the Tamid. I'm not sure exactly what the Hachraza was. Okay, fine. So now's the time to start the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodas in the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Gever, he was al nilas hasharim. He would close the gates at nighttime. Ben Bevai mimuna al hapakia. So he was in charge of fixing the wicks on the menorah. Ben Arzer al tziltzel. He was responsible for a particular instrument that made a very loud sound. Hugras ben Levi. He was Al Hashir. He was responsible for all the singing, I guess. Beis Garmer, which you saw already. Al Hamaisa Lechem Panim. They were in charge of the making of the bread. And Beis Avtinas was in charge of Al Maisa Ketores. Velazar Al Parochas. He was in charge of making the new, weaving the new parochos. Upinchas Hamabish. He was responsible on the Bigadim of the Big Day Kahuna.
Were they all Kohanim, all these people, or no? Did not have to be Kohanim.
So we saw Hugris himself was actually a Ben Levi. The other ones, I don't
saying
think.
Saying Ela Sharon is responsible for the
Kohanim. It's also right, the Levim also.
I mean, Kohanim and Levim, like, was Mordechai a Kohen? And if he was not, you know.
Mordechai wasn't a Kohen, actually, yeah. He was definitely not.
So all these guys had to stand outside of certain areas, like they had to know where they were allowed to go, where they're not allowed to go, because, right, they can't, even though he's responsible for certain items of Bet HaMikdash, he can't just...
Well, it's not really so difficult, because Esses Kohanim, none of these things took place Esses Kohanim. Esses Kohanim is only where the Avodah was actually taking place. All the Lishchos, which most people were doing, were the chambers all around, but none of the chambers were found in any Esses Kohanim. So once it's not Esses Kohanim, anyone's allowed to be... in any other area of the Beis HaMikdash.
When we say Mordechai, do you mean like Mordechai Hayuli?
Yeah.
I'm just saying just his name was Mordechai, but...
No, I don't know. That's just a random Mordechai. The Mordechai of Purim. Yeah.
So this was...
Well, Mark's going to address that in a second, I think.
Right, so when they're talking about which period of time was
right,
this?
So that's what Gemara says right now.
Yeah.
So exactly, Mark, what period of times were all these found? So Rabbi Chizkiah held that Amar B'Simon, Rabbanon, Chad Amar Kishere Dor V'Dor Bal Limnos Alen. All these, the Kisherim, they didn't all live at the same time period. You do the history, it's not true. They were just picking out the Kisherim of each generation, Mordechai in this generation, and Ben Arza in this generation, and Psachia, see the same as Mordechai, but... Yochanan and Pinchas in a different generation, all different generations, they pulled out the Ksherim of each generation. That's the first opinion. The Charana, which now we know means the other one, we're getting to see that word more often. Charana means the other opinion in the Yerushalmi language. Amar Mishahaya Ba'osador Mana Masha Bedoro. So here the Mishnah is simply listing the generations of Risham, it sounds like. So what does that mean?
How do you understand that, though?
שאלו ישראל מן הגולה, מנה אותן, שהיו בדורו, ולא כל המונים שהיו בזמן הבית.
At the time of that Tana, who wrote the Mishnah.
But how could Mordechai be on the list? So maybe, it must be a different Mordechai, then.
It's a different Mordechai.
It's a different Mordechai, no other way.
This is...
By Sheni, no?
It says 420
years. What? No, but how could you call Mordechai Russia? At least in my Masifta it says that. I shouldn't say that.
It's talking about Beit Sheni.
Well, Gemara is about to say in a second. Okay, forget the Russia point. That's what I'm adding from the Masifta. Okay, the second, first opinion is it's all different generations.
In Masichet Brachot, when it talks about...
I'm talking about Beit Sheni.
But in Masechet Brachot, when it talks about Bet Garmo and Bet Avtinas and several other people, and it says, you know, Shem Rishayim Yirkav, it talks about
Yuma, one of Yuma, right?
It's in Yuma, but it's also, I think, in Brachot, no? Oh, yeah, it's in Yuma. That's right. It's in Yuma. So it's, you know, like, if you're going to tell me that these are the Gdolim of their door, like they were cursed out for not giving the secret to anybody else, even though they said they had their reason, they didn't want people to use the Fama Nazara.
No, but that's only by the case of only one of them. Most of them, they understood. It was good that they didn't reveal. Like the one, Beis Avtinas, they were very happy they didn't reveal to anybody else. And Lechem Panim also, they were happy because they didn't want anyone to replicate what happened inside the Beis HaMikdash.
The writing one
who said exactly, very
right,
good.
Right, he used to write with
that was the only one that actually said Shem Yerkav, yeah.
So, okay.
Okay, so Machlok is again whether this was different generations just picking out the Ksherim, or no, this is all Ba'o Sador. When they came back from Galus, those who were left were listing those of the same generation. So the Gemara says now, should we skip all this parentheses? Skip it? Michael says skip it? Okay, skip it is. I'll read through it quickly. Okay. Man, Amar Ksheri called Avador, Balim Nosa Kulan, Hu Omer, Zecha Tzalek Racha. All of them are kosher. Man, number Mishaya Bosador. We only counted those who were in that particular generation. Mana Mashabadoro, Al Kulan Homer Vishame Risham Yurkov, Valmi. So we say Shem Risham Yirkov.
Everybody else, everyone, other than him.
Right. Valmi Shnemar Zeh. So who's Nemar Zeh Chalatzatik Bracha? Who's that supposed to be said about? Ben Kitan Vechaver. Ben Kitan was the one, I think, who made that kior. He built that kior, the sink or the faucet that went up and down over the night. So it shouldn't be a problem. Sulina, the water should be left out overnight. That's what it said. Okay.
B'Shem Rishon Yirkov says Kolel Hugras Beit Garmo Ubeit Avtina Shekulam HaYurashayim.
You see?
But that's the Gemara Yerushalmi. You're holding Yerushalmi.
Yeah, because I'm from Yerushalayim. I was born there. I have to hold that way.
But the Bavli says otherwise. Bavli says these were tzaddikim for not revealing the secrets of making lachem upon him in the base of Tinas. Okay, so that's the Gemara now. Amar Rebbe Yona. So once we've been on the topic of Zecha Tzadik Levracha, I'm told, we're going to learn about other chacham and other tzaddikim. Okay. So what does the pasuk say? Lachain, this is a pasuk where? In Yeshaya, okay. Lachain achalek b'rabim. Therefore, I will divide amongst the rabim. That's atumim yichalek shalal. And what's atumim mean?
Atumim means great.
Great. So the great, I'm going to give out the great ones. I guess the great ones, I'm going to give out shalal. I'm going to give out spoils. Wow. So what does it mean? Zeh Rabbi Kiva. That refers to Rabbi Kiva who dispersed Torah b'rabim. Shehiskin medrash halachos v'hagados. He learned all this halacha, all this midrashim. That's a reference to Rabbi Akiva. V'yesha omrim elu anshe knesset gadola. That refers to them. Tiknu. Elama tikan zeklal sepratios. So they're ones who misakin all these different things, all the Talmud. So what was it that Rabbi Kiva was misakin? To elama tikan ze, was Rabbi Kiva misakin? That means klal sepratios, the general rules and the details, those types of dinim. Klal prat, in other words. So that's the pasuk really refers to Anshe Knesset Zagdola, not Rabbi Kiva. So two opinions who this pasuk refers to. Amir Rabbi Bohu, Ksiv, the pasuk in Tiver Yamim says, Mishpuchos Sofrim Yoshve Yamas, the families of Sofrim, the ones who would count, or perhaps even the writers, and they would sit in a Yabetz. Does Yabetz have a meaning to that? That sure might be just a place. Yeah, it's a place. So Mat HaMalomer, what does this pasuk mean? Sofrim, they would count. Svuros Chamisha, they would.
No, Elu She'asu Ta Torah.
Tamala, so from Elu She'asu Ta Torah, Svuros, they would make the Torah into what, numbers, meaning what, Svuros. And we see a number of places. Chamisha lo yitrimu chuma. Chamisha dvarim chayim mechala. Chamisha srei noshim potos troseim. Shloshim vishesh krisos betara. Shloshim srei davar nemu benivle sahof. Hatar, Dal Avos Nezikin, Avos, Melachos Arbam Chasar Achas. So we see all over the place in Mishnayos, they gave numbers to help you remember. They made it by having a number, the 39 Melachos. Now you try to remember all 39 Melachos. There are four Avos Nezikin, you try to remember the four Avos Nezikin. So once you have a number, you have a goal to try to remember everything. The Rambam does the same thing. Rambam does it all the time, not all the time, but a lot of times he lists things and he says they're a total of 39. So that's an idea. It gets helps to remember things once you give a number to it. That's what that pasuk means. Now the Gemara says further, Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Ezra, Le'ezra ha-Kohen ha-Sofer, Ma Tamalomer Sofer, that he was a counter or perhaps a writer, so Elok Shem Shaya Sofer B'divrei Torah, Kach Haya Sofer B'divrei Chachamim. Just like in the Torah, we do counts, so too in terms of the, in Divrei Chachamim. Where we find Sofer in the Divrei Torah? So it says that they would count the letters of the Torah, Shebichsav, and they would create them as Sofer.
Limnot halachot, says Korban Aida. Limnot halachot, to count halachas, I guess, or to...
Hayu monim et halachot v'yose otam ha-Torah shebi'al pe sforot sforot bedrecham uvale'il.
So just like they count the letters of the Torah, so do they count the halachas of the Divrei Chachamim.
Right.
Okay. Rabbi Chagai, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman, says this, HaRishonim Charshu V'Zaru V'Nichshu, the first, the early generations, they plowed and they planted and they weeded, V'Kischo, Edro, Ksaro, Amro, Dashu, Zay, Zaru, Baru, Tachnu, Arkidu, Lashu, Kitmu, Vafu. All those, basically, Sidur Adapas. From plowing and planting to reaping to baking, sifting, everything in between. They did everything. Vein Lanu Malachal, we have nothing to eat. Meaning we don't understand anything here. They did all the work, and we're left with nothing to do and nothing to understand. Okay, sounds very sad.
Right. They put everything together. They collated everything, and they put it together to make it easier for us to look at. It says Korban Aida L'Me'ayinim. That's what they did for us. Even though they did all that for us to make it easier for us, we still don't understand anything.
Okay.
So what are we gonna say?
try our best. It's like Gemara in Bracha says, what's the schar when going to a shir? The schar halicha, when you go. Because when you go to the shir, you're not going to remember anything when you leave. So schar halicha is all we could get. We try our best. Rabbi Abba bar Zimna b'shem Rabbi Zira ein Havan Kadman, or me, in it probably should be.
In
Havan Kadman, the earlier generations of Malachin, Anun b'nei Anash, we're just regular people. Vin Hanu b'nei Anash, if they're just simply people, Anun Chamar, we're just simply donkeys. That's the, It's the Amar Rabbi Mana b'ahi shaita Amar nafilu ki chamras the Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair lo idmin. We're not even as good as the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. Who was the donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair? The Chamrasa, the Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Ganvasa, Listai Belaila. He was once, this donkey was stolen. They kidnapped the donkey. Abdas Timira, Gavin Tlas Yom, they hid him for 3 days, Lo Tama. He didn't eat a thing, Lo Tama Klum. Basit Tlas Yom, after 3 days, Imlechen Mechazas, they decide, let's return him back to his owner. Amri Afkinim in Hacha, the Lo Temas Gavan, let's get out of it, let's remove him from here so he doesn't die in our possession. Of Gunu, they let him go free, this donkey. Ozus Vakamtala Altira Dimars. So he stood. Where did he end up standing here? Let's use the Masiftana for some help.
Al Khaviamda Al Shar Baalia.
Okay, so he stood in the gates, I guess Tarashara. Tarashara, okay, the gates of his master. Sharius Minhakas, he started to scream. So
Rabbi Pinchas said
Amar Lahim Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Le'avadav.
Amalam Pishon Lada Aluvasa, open up, find out what's that screaming coming from. Dislay Tlas Yom Nilo Tamaklum, he didn't eat anything for 3 days. Paskan Leva also lay, they brought him inside. Amalon, you have like klum techal, you give him something to eat. You have in kuma shawin this sour, and they gave him some barley, lo ba islamecha, he didn't want to eat. Amalai Rabbi, lo ba islamecha, he doesn't want to eat, they said to the master. Amalun, misakinin and fix it. Did you take chumas and isis? Amalam in as yes here or in.
In.
Yes,
Ken,
we did.
Ken, yeah.
So Amalai says, "Varmutan demayin." Did you mafresh? When the first one was, did you fix it? Did you remove any of the psolas? That was the first question. So yes. Did you take ma'aser from it? Amalai, lo kein alfin Rebbe. Didn't Rebbe teach us that halokach zera behema kemach leoros shemen leor pater min adam demay? You don't have to take ma'aser and chumas when you give it to your animal. There's no need to. So Amalun, he says back then, Ma Navile, what am I supposed to do? Lahade Aluvasa, he's screaming, the animal's hungry, what am I supposed to do? Dehi Machamara Agarme Sagin, that he's so machmer, the animal's so machmer on itself, are remin demon v'alcha, so they ended up taking chumas and maisers, and the donkey ate. There's a very chash of a donkey, Rav Pinchas ben Yair, and we, these later generations, are not even as good as this donkey. And the Gemara in Yuma has the same story that we're considered donkey. No, the Gemara in Shabbos rather says we're also considered chamorim compared to the earlier generations. But I don't think they recorded this story, do they? You don't remember, Adam?
Right. So this case is really demai that he bought it from an amaris to
Suffolk.
Give it to the donkey. Uh-huh. So in that case, you're allowed to give it to the hema. But I think if it's regular,
of tevel, then you have to.
If it's real tevel, then you have to.
So this is simply demai we're talking about. Okay. Wow, we just moved pretty quickly there. When first the gatas, I think we had, no? Second the gatas. Okay. Psachia ala kinim. So Psachia, or Mordechai, was in charge of the kinim, giving out the different, for the zav and the zavos, the different birds needed for the tara process. So ba, ure, ma gadol hu, kochel she'os ha'ish, poseach dvar medorshan. So go and see how great this individual, Mordechai, was. That he was always opened up the words and drashas and halachas and torahs, and he knew 70 languages. He was a genius. So, okay. Tani, the Braisa says now, Yodeb Shim Lashon, new point now. In my Masifta on the side, it actually says it was a continuation, but in the Yishalmi itself, it has two doubts. Tani, Sanhedrin Sheesh Bashnaim, Sheikholm Dat Daber. They have two people who could speak 70 languages. V'chulan ruin l'shma, and all of them could hear. They could all understand 70 languages. Hareza ruin l'sanhedrin. They're able to be a sanhedrin. Let's say gimel, shlosha. People know how to speak it. Hareza benunis. It's considered a medium type of bez. It gets a little bit higher then. So the first one's a sanhedrin bedach. 2 out of 3.
Okay.
If it's 3, then you're considered a medium quality sanhedrin. And if there's Arba, Hareza Chachma, that's a very wise Sanhedrin. Ubiyavna hayu badal. There were actually four people who knew 70 languages: Ben Azai, Ben Zuma, Ben Chachinai, Reb Elazar, Ben Masya. Interesting that three of the four were simply called by Ben, the son of the father. You think they'd be deserving of their own first name, but three of the four have the. I'm not sure why that would be. Amar Reb Chista, Pam Achas, one time Yavsha, Eretz Yisrael. It was a drought.
Yes. The Fiyah Gemara Sanhedrin. It seems probably be Babli. Harba Hem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Shimon Hatemani.
Different people.
Yeah, these are the ones that, or maybe this is Ben Azai is maybe it's a different.
Yeah. None of these are Rabbi Akiva. I know that much. Oh. Okay.
Ben Azai Ben Zoma Ben maybe he's Chachinai.
Well, maybe it could be.
All right.
Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chista, Pam Achas Yavsher Eretz Yisrael. There's one big drought in Eretz Yisrael. V'lo Yadim Heichan L'Havi Omer. They didn't have any place to bring the carbon Omer from. V'havu Taman Chad Ilem. Tavi Yav Chad Yadei Agagos. There was one person so who couldn't speak, but he was able to hint that he had one hand on the roof. V'chad Yadei Al Trifim, and one hand on a place called Trifim, or it's talking about the tent, maybe. The Trifim, they have the Trifim in Shalvim, right?
Who sukkah she'en lagag, ila
she'tfanatea... Chadami lemala v'asyama, like this. Chadami lemala, it doesn't, a teepee.
Okay. So, where do we go here? So, again, one hand was on the roof, one hand was on top of this...
Teepee,
fine. Aisinu kamei de pischai, they brought him in front of Sachya, Mordechai. Amalhu, it says to him, Is Asar... Dimiskari Gagos Trifim or Trifim Gagos. Is there a place that's called Gagos Trifim or Trifim Gagos? He's pointing these two things. So Azlan Tamin Vashuchin. So I guess there's a place. They went to find this place.
And they found it.
Okay, in Yechanami, fine.
Non dry.
Okay, excellent.
Basically he could, you know, decipher what this guy was saying.
Okay, that was
showing us
his good communication.
Right.
Okay, now Amar Rabbi Yosa Bei Rabbi Bun Pamachas Nishtaf Kol HaOlam Kulo. There was a big famine. There's no food left. Everything dried out as well. Lo Hayu Yodin Meichan Havi HaOmer. V'Hava Tamin Chad Ilaim. V'Hava Yav Yadei Al Eina V'Yadei Al Sukhra. Has hand on what? One's a spring.
On
his eye. And then on the mezuzah. Okay. So, I see no lagavi paschachi. They brought him to Mordechai once again. Amrlon is asar dimiskare un socher o socher un vaazlan tamin v'shach. And they found such a place, and they found this good wheat to be brought. Shlosh nashim heviu kinim. So three women who brought kinim. Achas omer le'enasi. So one says, "I'm bringing this basket." Achas omer le'amasi, v'achas omer le'zivasi. So what are all the different ones? So let's see. Zesh omer shalei nasi sovereign meimar shufas kimayan. So all her pain, or ayanasi means mayan, like a spring. She's bringing it for the dam that's coming out. She's a zava, that the open spring. She allowed dams coming from her. That's what she meant, laya nasi. Amar lahun. So he says to them, that's not what she means. Be'ayana sakanas, that she was in great danger. She was sick, and that's why she's bringing it. Zush omer liyamasi.
She's stuck in a bayam. Bayam
we didn't get to the yamasa yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, it's fine. So the first one, when she's einasi, they thought einasi mean mayan, that she was like a zava, like a spring of diamonds coming. I said, no. She means bayana sakana. She was in great danger. Her eye was in danger, and she got refua. That's what she was bringing it for. The second opinion says zush omer Niyamasi, sovereign Memar, they caught him, thought to me, Shafas Kayam, Dam was coming out of her like water. There was a Zava. Armalun, no, Pascha says then, Biyama Sakana, she was in great danger from the sea, I guess. She gets maybe pulled out to the sea, and that's why she's bringing a carbon for thanks of that. Now, Zush, Omeris, the Zivasi, sovereign Memar, Zava Mama, she's like what she said, a Ziva and a Zava. Armalun, he says, no, Ze'ev Balitel Esbana, wolf tried to take her child, and she's bringing a thanks for sparing her child. Okay, Ben Achya now says, Ben Achya was the one who's the doctor in charge of all the stomach aches that the Kohanim get. Ayideisha you Kohanim mehalchin yichefim al ritzpa. They would walk barefoot on the floor of the Beis Hamikdash. Vayochin basar, they would drink, eat meat. Vishosin mayim, they would drink water. Hayubanli deicholi hamayim, they'd get stomach aches from this. It wasn't really the best way to stay healthy. So, v'havi yada haidin chamar tov lemaya. He knew which, wine was good for the stomach. V'hai din chamer some of the maya, and which one was bad for the stomach, I guess. Or made better, good for the stomach, and summum, and perhaps even close up.
Which one was good for the stomach, and which one was bad for the stomach?
Which one would open up the stomach, which one would close the stomach. They're two different, depending how bad the stomach ache was, he would know which one was for which. Okay.
So he was a nutritionist.
Yes.
No, he was the wine specialist.